The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at McMullen's Irish Pub in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food each and every episode. Thank you for sending me your inquiring emails sent to me from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from France, from Baja California, from Chile, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest artist sitting here, and we're getting ready to enjoy a little bit of Chardonnay to get us started this evening. And the chef in the kitchen has put together some really good pairings to go along with these three wines that we're going to be featuring this evening, which I'll tell you a little bit about a little bit later. With tonight's first wine, you gently swirl the wine in your glass. It's something that we recommend you do at all times with each and every wine, whether you're at home or you're in a dining room or you're somebody's house. Take note of the body of the wine. That's the density. And you'll notice that when you swirl wine, what happens is the wine has a little bit of what we call legs that slide down the side of the glass. The wider those legs are, the higher the alcohol content, just so you know, okay? The wines that are nearly opaque usually are grown from the warmer regions and allow for a shorter time to age, and that's a good thing. Also, the swirling also leaves the legs, which I just told you about. Wines du Jour is offering good information about food and wine and pairing of food and wine, which is what I'm really feel important about. For quite some time. It's been over 16 years, as a matter. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during our broadcast, and wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour food and wine radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems, literally all around the globe. And we're available on podcast and free on iTunes as well. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. And it doesn't matter if a glass is half empty or half full, there's clearly more room for wine. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But I just wanted to let you know that one of my favorite things that's happening next month started back in 1974, and that's a celebration that we're having called the 44th annual, this year, the 44th annual UNL Vino that is coming up on Saturday, April the 14th. And it goes from 7 to 11 p.m. So those of you that live in Las Vegas, I hope you plan on attending that. I'm giving you kind of a heads up a few weeks here, April 14th. That's a Saturday. Make sure that you do it. It's at the Lou Ruvo Center. They're good friends, too. I pronounced his name wrong. It's at the Brain Center. That's where it is. That's where the event takes place. Tickets are $150 each. And let me tell you, they have been giving all the money, to UNLV Hotel School from the very beginning, 44 years in a row. That's over $2.2 million that have gone to help the students at UNLV at the hotel school. I think that's an important thing. Okay, one other thing I want to mention before we go to a break, that we have the purveyors of the perfect pint is a slogan that they have here at this McMullen's restaurant. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about Brian McMullen. He's quite a guy, but we have to go to a break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. I just want to say that health and life to you is a slogan that they like to use in Ireland. And because we're here at the McMullen's Irish Pub, I'd like to mention a couple things about that. First of all, 1997 is when I first met Brian McMullen. And he was running a project that you probably know, the local people here know, across the street, literally from Angel Park. It's called J.W. Marriott and Rampart. He built that. That's what he was doing, construction. And then he came over and got into this business in 2002. Boy, I'm having trouble this evening for some reason. We're located on Tropicana and Cameron. That's just west of the Orleans Casino. So if you don't know where McMullen's Irish Pub is, that's the location. Easy to find, 24/7 they're open. They have great service, and you're going to meet one of the best people that work here for Brian McMullen. Dallas is going to be with us a little bit later on the show. Every March 3rd, and this is why I was really bragging about Brian McMullen, is on March 3rd of every year, they have what they call the St. Baldrick's Foundation event that benefits children's cancer research. And that's where they have gathered over $2.2 million for them, specifically for them, over the last years. Pints and pub grub is what they call the food and beverage here. And I have to tell you, the chef in the kitchen is an expert on Irish cuisine. So everything that you buy or order here from the kitchen is really authentic Irish food. That's something you don't find in too many places. There are several Irish pubs, if you will, here in Las Vegas as well as around the country, but the authenticity here is excelled because Brian, you know, he was born and raised from family from that area. He was raised most of his adult life before he moved to America in South Africa. So he was born in Ireland, moved to South Africa, and then to Las Vegas is what it boils down to. So he's quite a man. He's got a lot of interesting things and great stories to tell. And those of you here in this room can see all the memorabilia hanging from the ceiling and plastered on the walls, if you will. And each one of them has a great story to tell, and all has to do with Ireland. Pretty interesting stuff. Okay, enough of that part of it. Let's talk about what's coming up as St. Paddy's Day. And that's Paddy. Now, just so you know, I'm not trying to be an instructor here, but you don't spell Paddy, P-A-T-T-Y. You spell Paddy, P-A-D-D-Y, St. Paddy's. There's a lot of difference between the two. It's always on March the 17th, and we're having a little commemoration here. It commemorates, actually, what they call Christianity in Ireland. That's when they first started. And there was a gentleman there called St. Patrick, and he's the man that's given credit for making this happen. He is responsible for converting over 135,000 people to Christianity. He's established 300 churches in Ireland, and he concentrated over 350 bishops. It's a pretty religious dude. He died on March 17th in 461. Not 19, but 461. Long time ago. So for over a millennium, I guess. And they've celebrated St. Patrick's Day ever since then. And one of the things that we always think of when we think of St. Patrick's Day, I guess, is twofold. Number one is a shamrock, and number two is green. Everything is green on St. Patrick's Day, it seems like. So that's kind of an interesting story, and I thought you'd like to know a little bit about that. Tonight, we have three wines, as usual. They're a little bit unique. They're not all from the same winery, which we generally do, but not always. The first one is the one that they just poured for us here at McMullen's, and that is a beautiful Chardonnay. It's a 2014 Columbia Valley, that's Columbus Valley Grand Estate Chardonnay, that is in the state of Washington, in case you're not sure where Columbia Valley is. It's a blend of two varietals, 99% Chardonnay and 1% Riesling. Very nice, very interesting, has very intense flavors. I love the apples and the melons in it. I thought it was pretty good. I guess I should taste it again, shouldn't I? It has a nice butterscotch taste to it, which my wife happens to think that's one of the ways to determine what's a good Chardonnay, especially to go with food, because as you probably know, if you've listened to us here on Wines du Jour in the past, Chardonnay is not typically a wine that goes well with food. Most Chardonnays are pretty much consumed by themselves, around the pool, in your dining room, or with dinner. But food is something that Chardonnay doesn't look forward to. However, when you have it with a really kind of rich butterscotch flavor to it, a little bit of vanilla that comes along with aging in oak, it gets kind of creamy, buttery, if you will. That's what we have tonight, and I think it's very good. It's retails, listen to this now, $9 retail. That's awful reasonable for a good Chardonnay, and I think you're going to find that this is going to pair well with what the chef has put together to go along with this this wine, and that is simply crab cakes. So there's a couple people that don't eat crab, but the rest of you, you're going to love it. The crab here is really very good, and I think you'll find that it blends extremely well with this Columbia Crest 2014 Chardonnay. It has, you know, I just realized this has kind of a creme brulee taste to it, doesn't it? Think about creme brulee and take another taste of the Chardonnay and see if you can put the two together at all, or if I'm out of line here. Pretty good stuff. Columbia Crest, in case you aren't familiar with it, I mentioned earlier that it's in the state of Washington. The percentage of alcohol, which we talk about each week for all the wines that we feature here on Wines du Jour, not because we're concerned about how high the alcohol content for alcohol purposes, but because the higher the alcohol content in a bottle of wine, the less conducive it is to pair with food. So here we're actually talking 13.5%. which is, by today's standards, very low, anywhere between 13 to 14.5% is right in the middle. It doesn't have a problem pairing with food. But when you get around 15.5%, 16%, that's when the problem crops up, and you're going to have a little problem just pairing it with food. In addition to that, Columbia Valley has been very popular. If you go into the Washington State area, and we've been up there and done the shows and so on up there, there is three areas that I particularly like. When you think of the state of Washington, so many people think it's wet. Why? Because we know Seattle, it rains probably 300 out of 365 days out of the year. But the rest of the state, east and south from there, is not like that. In fact, down around the southern part of the state of Washington, the terrain and the weather content is about similar to Las Vegas. It gets pretty hot there. And the areas that I mentioned earlier that I think are pretty good, especially for growing grapes and making wine in the state of Washington, one is the Yakima Valley. You probably heard that name before and didn't know where it was. It's in the state of Washington. Also, the Horsehaven Hills, which is just in the very southeast part of the state. And then, of course, as I mentioned earlier a couple times, Columbia Valley. All three of those areas are in the southeast part of the state of Washington and are all conducive to growing grapes and making wine. And I think that's kind of an interesting but very important thing to know about. 22% of the blend that we're tasting tonight was actually aged in stainless steel as opposed to oak. Now, I told you earlier it has a little vanilla flavor to it, and for those of you that have been with us more than two or three times know that in order to get vanilla flavor in wine, it has to have been aged in oak. That's where the vanilla comes from. It comes right out of the wood, so to speak. Grapes do not have vanilla flavor to them at all. So if you have a vanilla aroma or flavor in your wine, you know that it's been aged in oak without even asking anybody. It's an automatic thing. Okay, makes sense to you? I love the bouquet here. It's very food friendly. And when they bring the crab cakes out, I think, if you will, make sure that you swirl the wine, take a look at it, like I said a little while ago. Look at the legs that come down the side of the glass. Again, with 13.5% alcohol, you're not going to have a very wide leg, so to speak. You're going to find that the taste is pretty doggone good and food friendly, because 13.5% is on the low side, if you will. 13.5% used to be medium to medium high in terms of alcohol content compared to the other wines. Today, 13.5 is on the low side, and I'll tell you real quick why the amount of alcohol percentage has grown quite substantially over the last 10 or 15 years, and that's because the winemakers and winery owners have discovered that if you allow the grapes to stay on the vine longer than they did in the past, they would look for a percentage of alcohol, percentage of sugar in the grapes to be around 32%. Now they're looking at 38, 40, 42. And the difference is what happens is when you take the grapes out of the field and take them to the winery itself and prepare the wine, what happens is the alcohol creates, because it's higher, the sugar, because it's higher, it creates more alcohol. And so what used to be 13.5% is now 14.5%, 15%. But the difference is what you used to do when it was around 13.5% is it would take 6 months or a year before you could drink it after it was bottled. But allowing it to stay in the field longer, allowing the sugar content to get higher, and then taking it and making it into wine and having a higher percentage of alcohol, it's drinkable right now. You bottle it, the next day you could pop the cork, pour a glass, and it'll be great. Where before, you had to wait 6 months to a year. That's the difference. And that's the good or the bad that's happened because of this discovery, is that the percentage of alcohol has gone up. I happen to think that Chardonnay is a very good food wine if it's the right kind of Chardonnay. There are a multitude of different Chardonnay grapes. What's the names I'm trying to think of? Clones, okay. Yeah, The clones, there are probably 52 to 55 different clones of Chardonnay, which means that they don't all go with the same thing, so to speak. So if you have an opportunity to taste a Chardonnay with some food that has been that has a total of about 13.5% or so percent on it, you're going to find it'll probably blend okay. But if it's much higher than that, it'll be a little tougher. So the higher the percentage, the tougher it is to prepare. That makes sense to me. Our second wine is a rosé, or some people would call it pink. Pink wine, well, that's true, but it is a California wine as opposed to Washington wine like the Chardonnay. It comes to us from California, and I'll tell you a lot more about that when we come back. But it's a blend of Pinot Noir, Syrah, and Grenache. We'll talk about it when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available globally on your iPad, Droid, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
Robert Conrad fans, listen up. From 1965 to 1969, it was nonstop excitement with Robert Conrad as James T. West and Ross Martin as Artemus Gordon in the Wild Wild West TV show. 30 years have passed since the first release of the Wild Wild West, the series book, and now a new book is back and better than ever. Susan Kessler and her team put together thousands of hours of research, great photographs, interviews with original members, and so much more. The first edition was long considered a collector's dream. Now you can order the brand new 30th anniversary print edition online at wildwildwestbook.com for $38.95. The information remains, but there's more pictures. They're in color, 650 sketches and photographs, and so much more. Jim and Artie live again in the Wild Wild West, the series 30th anniversary edition. Go to wildwildwestbook.com. Order it today, wildwildwestbook.com, and have Robert Conrad in your home tonight.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. We're having a good time here, having a beautiful crab cake. Man, I mean, they've done a really nice job in the kitchen. And tasting with this beautiful Columbia Crest 2014 Chardonnay from Washington State. I think I mentioned the price of it, but I'm not sure. I did, but I'll say it again. It's $9. That's pretty unbelievable. $9 is pretty unbelievable. Okay, let's move on now to wine number two. And I wanted to tell you about wine number two is pink, as I mentioned earlier. It's a California rosé, and it is a combination 75% Pinot Noir, 23% Syrah, and 2% Grenache. And the alcohol percentage is exactly the same as a Chardonnay, and that's 13.5. This is a nice wine. And the chef has put together, I think, a combination that's going to go pretty good when you get an opportunity to taste it. It'll be out here in just a moment. And that is a nice, listen to me now, filet mignon. How many filet mignons do you get at Wines du Jour? Not a lot. And that's a good thing. But filet mignon and the taste of this rosé is, I think you'll find, unusual, but good combination. Because we tend to think of filet mignon as being a real heavy, because it's beef, a real heavy taste. And it qualifies for something big and bold like Cabernet Sauvignon. Well, we're going to show you that it's not necessary to be something strong like that. And by having a Vintner's Reserve, which is what this Kendall Jackson rosé is. Kendall Jackson, of course, has been around for an awful long time and produces some absolutely wonderful wines. The grapes for this rosé has come to us from, I mentioned California, but more specifically from Monterey and Mendocino counties. So that would be the central and northern part of California. Mendocino being up in the northern part of California. And, of course, Monterey being around Santa Cruz, if you know where that is. That would be southwest of the Bay Area in the northern part of California. And the tasting notes, I think, are pretty good. It's pretty interesting of how this kind of jumps at you when you take a taste of it. It's really tasty, I think, and I love the color. When you say pink, you're not exaggerating by any stretch of the imagination. But one of the things I like about this is it has kind of a grapefruit taste to it, which for a rosé is a little bit unusual. It has a typical strawberry flavor to it, which is good. Also, it has some, I guess you'd call them, white floral notes. That's what we say in the wine industry, white floral notes, as opposed to something big and bold like boysenberry, blackberry, or what have you, which we're actually going to experience with our third wine when we get to it. Randy Ulam is the winemaker for Kendall Jackson, and he's put this really nice wine in the bottle, the Vintner's Reserve Rosé. And I want to mention that the bottle has what we call a Stelvin closure on the top of it. And for those of you that aren't familiar with the term Stelvin closure, you probably recognize it as screw cap. And that's really what it is. It's a screw cap. And the beautiful thing about having a screw cap, well, there's two or three things. Number one, people think that screw caps mean that the product in the bottle is probably inferior as opposed to superior, and that's an absolute incorrect thought. If anything, the screw cap calls for more quality than not. And by that I mean you don't have to have something that's really expensive to be tasty. And when you put a cork in it, you find that the cork can, or maybe not, change the taste of the wine. Now, the reason I say can or maybe not is that typically what can happen, and happens quite often, is air gets between the cork and the bottle. And over a period of time, if it's 2 or 3 or 4 years old, the air has actually changed the taste of the wine, even though it's never been opened. I know that sounds crazy, but it's an absolute truth. On the other hand, if you have a bottle that has a screw cap, they have tested over at least 15 years or longer and never found one thing negative to complain about is screw cap versus the wine in the bottle. Air never gets into a bottle when it has a screw cap. And you can also, once you pour wine, you can put the cap back on it and keep more air from happening to it. Now, I just want to give you an idea here. A lot of people think that if you take the cork out of the bottle or take the screw cap off of the bottle and let it sit open, if you will, that it's going to change the taste of the wine. because of it's been aerated. Well, that's not true. We got more to talk about there, but we've got to go to a break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer with a big announcement. My new movie, Highway 395, has just been released. Don't miss this classic modern-day Western set along Highway 395 in California. It's an action thriller with some romance, too. You can own Highway 395 today by going to my brand new website, FredDreyer.co. That's FredDreyer.co. Get my new movie, Highway 395, and check out my new website, FredDreyer.co.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel. Mommy's Hawaiian Hotel.
Aloha. Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel, voted best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a great time here at McMullen's Irish Pub here in Las Vegas. And we're tasting wine number 2, which, as I mentioned, is a pink, or what we would call rosé. I mentioned to you that it was 75% Pinot, 23% Syrah, and 2% Grenache. So it's a blend, needless to say, and it retails, just so that you know, for about $17. That's not too bad, and it's very tasty. This is perfect at about 55 to 60 degrees, a little bit warmer than you might think, but I think it turns out to be a real good thing. I love the strawberry and the grapefruit. I also notice a little bit of watermelon. I don't know if you tasted or recognized a watermelon, or a little bit of apricot too, which is not bad. And this pairs really well with chicken and turkey. Those are just two of the things. However, the chef here has decided that he's going to do something just a little bit different. And he's put together a little bit of filet mignon. Oh, darn. A little bit of white rice to go along with the filet mignon. Some roasted vegetables to go along with that. And to top off the filet mignon with the red wine mushroom sauce. Whoa. Not too shabby. It's going to make you want to have seconds, doesn't it? So it'll be out, or I guess it's coming out now. It's going to be something that I think you're really going to enjoy the taste of, and the combination of a rosé wine as opposed to Cabernet, as I mentioned earlier, and this filet mignon. Now, I just have to say that filet mignon is not as strong a tasting meat as most people think. They think, you know, anything beefy is very strong and calls for a really heavy-duty red wine, like I mentioned earlier, like Cabernet Sauvignon. But this just kind of proves to you that that's not necessarily the case. And then when you take a little bit of white rice, kind of tones down the taste of the beef, and a few vegetables, that's not too shabby, and that's a good thing. In case right now, if you're not already serving vegetables at home, and I don't mean out of a can, because we do not ever, ever buy vegetables in a can, with the exception of two things, tomatoes and beans. Nothing else comes out of a can that we serve at our home. That is caca, folks. Do not do that. Fresh is always best, if you know what I'm saying. But the vegetables, and then a red wine mushroom sauce is not too shabby. And of course, if you don't like mushrooms, that's a little different. You have to hold the mushroom sauce. But if you do like mushrooms, and I hope you do, a mushroom sauce is something that you can put on an awful lot of things. And if you just had the white rice by itself and a mushroom sauce, those two items together would be pretty good on its own. You could take the filet mignon and fry up a little bit of bacon, and then take the bacon fat that rendered off the bacon, and filet mignon goes into the bacon fat to cook the filet mignon, and it actually imparts more flavor, and then put the two together to serve. It'd be very, very nice. A little melted butter on the top of it. You don't have to do a mushroom sauce if you don't want to. Would be a very nice combination and a very good item. Now, I started to mention about vegetables. One thing that I've discovered is that most people simply don't do vegetables like I'm going to explain in a moment, and that is what I would call grilled. Now, you can take all kinds of vegetables, I mean, more than onions and garlic. We're talking about a lot of different things. If you slice them lengthwise, and put a little extra virgin olive oil on both sides, and then put it on a preheated medium-high grill, you'll find that the taste and flavor is absolutely outstanding. And it goes with things like filet mignon, and that's what we've done here. So we've got roasted vegetables, and we say roasted or grilled. Roasted normally means cooked in the oven, but in the case that I just mentioned is to grill them on your barbecue, if you will, and that's a great way to serve vegetables. And if you don't do a lot of them, start, because it's healthy, it's tasty, and it helps fill you up at the same time. That's not a bad thing. I want to mention a couple more things about this California rosé wine from Kendall Jackson. Number one, it comes from four different areas in California. I mentioned earlier a little bit about Monterey and Santa Barbara. And you probably know that Monterey and Santa Barbara is below the Bay Area. And the other two areas is Mendocino and Sonoma County. And those two areas are above the Bay Area, in case you weren't too familiar. So you've got four different regions, the terroir, or the condition of the soil and the wind and the rain and the heat and the cold and all those things together we call terroir. All of those things make the grapes taste a little bit different. So by coming from four different locations, so that means four different terroir, if you will, and blending it together, this turns out to be a pretty doggone nice rosé wine. I love the color, as I keep saying, pink, but that's exactly what it looks like. And at the same time, for $17, I think you're in pretty good shape. What do you think of a steak with a rosé? Pretty nice, huh? Good combination. A little surprise. Okay, that's good. Yeah, we got to go to a break. Yeah, and so don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to talk about wine number three, which is Cabernet Sauvignon, but a unique one. And the pairing with that is a little bit unique as well. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's wearing of the green time. Now, we might not know how many quarts make a gallon, but that's not the case when it comes to pints. Ah, here's to you, and here's to me. May we never disagree. And if we do, the heck with you, and here's to me. There's no better place to celebrate St. Patty's than at Columbo's. After all, it was Aldo Colombo who discovered Ireland years ago on his way to Eagle Rock. Jazz every night, great Italian specialties, the world's greatest meatballs that'll have you singing Turanura, Nura, the freshest fish and yummy steaks, great service and all so affordable. Happy St. Patty's at Good Times Central, Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, Faith and Begorra.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Back to Wines du Jour. We're having a really good time here. This happens to be pretty tasty. I mentioned earlier, it's filet mignon with white rice, a little bit of roasted vegetables with a little red wine mushroom sauce. And boy, I'll tell you what, that along with this this rosé is very, very nice. You could have this for dinner anytime. Well, we've talked a little bit about the wine number one, which is a Chardonnay, a Grand Estate, if you will, from Columbia Valley in the state of Washington, which retails, again, for about $9. And number two, which was the 2017 Kendall Jackson Vintners Reserve, that's a California Rosé, about 13.5% alcohol. and retails for about $17. And this is a blend that, as I mentioned earlier, is 75% Pinot Noir, 23% Syrah, and 2% Grenache. And I think it turns out to be a very, very tasty combination. And along with the filet mignon and so on, is very good. Now, wine number three is a little bit unique. This is a typical Cabernet Sauvignon. However, the alcohol percentage, even though Cabernet Sauvignon normally has a pretty high 15-16% alcohol, this has a 14% alcohol. And believe it or not, this retails for about $12 a bottle. Available in your local retail store. That's good. Now, number three, food to pair along with this Cabernet Sauvignon is, no, it's not a cake. It's not chocolate. It's roasted pear with a little bit of pecan ice cream on top, along with a little caramel sauce, and topped with a little bit of whipped cream. Now, if that doesn't get you started for wine number three, I don't think anything will. But the beautiful thing is Halesburg Ranches is the name of the wine. 2013 is the year that it was released. Cabernet Sauvignon is called the Coastal Series. So Halesburg Ranches Coastal Series Cabernet Sauvignon. And this is really, I think, a very nice full-bodied Cabernet Sauvignon, which is good. But it has nice soft balance to it, a little delicacy, if you will. It's not just down and dirty hard, if you will, that Cabernet Sauvignon sometimes is. It has a nice aromatic flavor to it. It has a very nice aroma. And you're going to find some blackberry, a little bit of dried cherry, a little bit of velvety chocolate. That's always good to come with Cabernet Sauvignon. Some tobacco. A little difference between tobacco and Tabasco, isn't there? And a little bit of spice. Also, I think a real nice cassis flavor to it, which is good. And, of course, this has some vanilla to it as well, which means that it was aged in oak. And certainly, it definitely was. This is a 2013 release. So it's got some age on it, which is good. And that's what's making Cabernet Sauvignon taste so doggone great. And then to pair it not with what you would expect, but to bring out, which you're going to be bringing here in just a couple minutes, a nice roasted pear with a pecan ice cream on top, covered with a little bit of a caramel sauce, and topped with a little bit of whipped cream. You're going to be spoiled rotten, is all I have to tell you. You will definitely like this, along with this Cabernet Sauvignon. So Cabernet Sauvignon is considered to be probably not only a full-bodied wine, but also it has some, as I mentioned, some soft, delicate side complexes to it, which I think is good. But you're going to taste in there a little bit of blackberry, dried cherry, velvety chocolate, tobacco, spices, and a little bit of cassis, along with a long, lingering finish is what we like to brag about when we have a very nice wine, and that's what this is going to do. You're going to be able to taste this wine after you swallowed it, if you will, for a given period of time. Now, typically, Cabernet Sauvignon, which originated in France, which everybody, I'm sure, is pretty much familiar with, has typically paired with other varietals. In other words, it's not really common to get Cabernet Sauvignon by itself. Generally, they have one or two or three other varietals blended with it, and those might be something like Merlot or Cabernet Franc. Those are the two varietals that are very typically added to Cabernet Sauvignon. On the same token, we have that would be called, incidentally, the Bordeaux blend. And if somebody says we have a little Bordeaux, that's what they mean. Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Cab Franc blended together creates what we call Bordeaux. Not too bad, huh? You know, a lot of people think Bordeaux is a grape. It ain't no grape, folks. It's a blend of varietals. On the other hand, we have a little Petit Verdot or a little Carmenere added to Cabernet Sauvignon. It's not uncommon. It's a pretty tasty combination. And a whole lot of it depends on where the grapes were grown. Actually, in the beginning, as I mentioned earlier, Cabernet Sauvignon comes to us from France. But I think just about every country in the whole world that has wineries anywhere grows Cabernet Sauvignon grapes in order to make Cabernet Sauvignon wine, and that's not an uncommon thing. But the crossing between this Bordeaux grape that I mentioned earlier, the crossing is Cabernet Franc, and listen to this, Sauvignon Blanc. Now you think, wait a minute, that's a white wine. Yep, well it is, but those two together make Cabernet Sauvignon. Kind of an unusual combination. I know it sounds crazy, but it is not crazy. It's an absolute fact. Gotta go to a break. When we come back, we're gonna tell you a little bit more about that. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available globally on your iPad, Android, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's to see the memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. See the Art of the Masters, an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, fairy lights from cathedral ceilings, and our ancestors smiling down at you from the family love altar. The Romance of Romeo and Juliet, and find the mystical Room of the Moon. And don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, make our own sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. From pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flown in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, just $18.95, and Angelo's and Vinci's has been named 2 years in a row best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurant, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a great time here. The food and the wine go so well together. Everybody said, well, how come we can't do this all the time? Well, you probably can. At least every Thursday here on Wines du Jour, we try to do that. The Coastal Series Cabernet Sauvignon from Healdsburg is just a delightful wine at $12 retail. But I want to mention something about Cabernet Sauvignon. I mentioned earlier that it comes to us from France, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with. But at the same time, along with a couple other things, a stalemate like Merlot and so on is called Bordeaux. One of the things that I want to mention to you is that Merlot and Cab Franc are the two grapes that we typically put together to call it Bordeaux. But we also use, with Cabernet Sauvignon, a little bit of Malbec, Petit Verdot, Carmenere. That's a classic. Now, if you take Cabernet Sauvignon and add Shiraz or Syrah to it, Shiraz is the way they pronounce it in Australia, and you'll find that that is a very nice blend. And in Spain, they take Cabernet Sauvignon along with a little bit of Tempranillo, is typical there, and they call that great wine. That's about all I have to tell you about that. That's a really good bit of information and very, very tasty. Now, roasted pear is not a difficult thing to do, but it's very tasty. And then if you have this pecan ice cream, what ain't too bad. It's a vanilla cream with pecans in it. Vanilla ice cream with pecans along with this roasted pear is pretty good. And then you take a little caramel sauce and pour over the top of that and then top it with a little bit of whipped cream. It sounds pretty nice until you think of adding it with Cabernet Sauvignon. And you say, what? You're crazy. Well, when you taste the two together, you go, holy cow, this is dynamite. And that's exactly what we're saying. This Cabernet Sauvignon on its own is very good. But when you put it with the roasted pear and ice cream and caramel sauce, you've got yourself a really nice way to finish a meal. And that's what we've done here at this beautiful McMillan's Irish Pub. Brian McMillan is a great guy. I've known him since 1997. And we've been friends, and I have to tell you, he's not only smart, but he knows what he's doing. And he has held back no ideas whatsoever in his restaurant. You can come in here at any time, day or night, 24/7, at McMillan's Irish Pub, sit at the bar, and order anything that you want, and the kitchen will prepare it for you. That's just the way it is. However, the food that is on the menu is 100% Irish cuisine. And that may sound a little crazy because most people don't know too much about what Irish cuisine is. But if you'll come here at McMillan's, take a look at the menu, McMillan's, you'll find yourself very interested in what they have on the menu. And please do yourself a favor and try it. It's really very good. Very good. Okay, I guess time runs faster than we expect it to. That's the way it goes, no doubt. I want to thank you for listening to Wine Du Jour, food and wine show here at McMullen's Irish Pub. I always look forward to more listeners, so if you're interested in food and wine, tell your friends to join us next time, every Thursday at this same time. Wine Du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show, and you can listen to us each and every week at this very same time, at this very same station, or you can go to leskincaid.com and choose any one of those shows that we've done 24/7. We're always looking for more people and interested in food, wine, and pairing, so pass the word. If you just want to know more about my favorite subjects, you can go to leskincaid.com for all my current updates, or you can go to Facebook or Twitter, and that'll take care of that too. Brian McMullen has been a great person for allowing us to come to his restaurant this evening, and I also want to thank my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for